Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What I'm expecting my friend to do is, like, they get this. The married couple says, can you believe they want to bring their dog?
Yeah.
And then
I think the same
and they're both
thing.
Going back and forth, back and be like, you got to be polite. But they don't have kids. They have like this whole, because I see three dots blank, stops texting. Three dots blank,
three
stops
dots
texting.
Again. Oh,
yes.
That's the worst. And then I'm thinking about what to say.
A journalist at the Cannes Film Festival told Ford that she still thinks he's hot and brought up his shirtless scene in the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He replied, quote, I've been blessed with this body. Thanks for noticing.
God.
I don't understand. What's that? It's going to be a little BBQ. Should be a lot of fun. What's the matter? Pony?
Oh, my God. He's lost consciousness.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Nope.
Live from the Podville.
Excellent
media.
Sustenance on that.
Yeah, beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Headquarters in Washington, D.C. and around the world, you're listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to the party. And please join us along with our friends in Whidbey Island, Washington, Raleigh, North Carolina, Haines, Alaska, Speedway, Indiana, and Dublin, Ohio. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air.
Oh. Happy Monday.
It was.
Oh, dear.
I even took drugs before I came in here.
Oh.
Like, I just got to wait for it. I got to let them kick
don't
in.
Don't they kick in like...
Give me a minute. They don't kick in quick.
I heard no, like 50 minutes.
That's, you know, that's a show on CBS for people that don't have time to
I've asked my wife, I said, when do these kick in? Not for me, for her. And
right.
She says, probably an hour. She's more like 50 minutes.
50 or 15?
50.
Yeah. Well, I mean there's different factors of play.
Do you guys ever have the chance where you come in or you start your day and you think everything's going to be fine and you're actually, you know, ready and you're emotionally ready mm-hmm. and then just a couple of things happen and it gets you really off the rails?
No, because everything is, in my life at least, everything is just always in flux. Like things
are
always changing.
Let me explain where we are with this show right now. Okay.
Okay.
This show is, you know, we're having a tough time of it, folks. That's the fact. Okay. The idea is that I want to keep this show going. I want to do a good show, but I am feeling occasionally lately like it's slipping away from me. And that's frustrating, all right? I'm not going to bore you with the details of why I feel like that, but I do occasionally feel like that. And a person can only feel like that for so much time.
Oh, I agree.
And then,
mm-hmm. yeah.
And then they, you know?
I tell the guys all the time, I was like, man, one day Mike's going to walk in here and he's just going to pack it up and just,
well,
and just pack
it up.
Well,
you know, it's just something where it just yeah. wears on you.
And then, if yeah. that happens, that's not his fault. He's got to have a good support team.
This is true.
But it's just, I don't want to deal with the details because I'll go yeah. bat-ass about the details. But the more things stay the same, the more they stay the same.
We're on the same page.
Talking about the content. I'm talking.
No.
I think the content is always good. The content is always really good. But sometimes it just catches me by surprise. And it was like a three punch today.
I'm well prepared, if I'm going to be very clear with everybody here. And I've told the guys
mm-hmm.
multiple times off air. Mike, you haven't been privy to these conversations. That Mike is going to walk in one day And he is just going to say, I'm not doing the show anymore. And with us, at least. He's still, I think he's some incarnation of what he does, but that's what
I don't think that would be, I don't think I would ever do something like that without, with the amount of time and the amount of loyalty that I've had to both of you and to Pony and shown you guys that I would ever do that. I don't think
Wouldn't be a monster. You wouldn't be a monster to do that. You just wouldn't be.
No, but I don't think it would happen like that. Oh. It just doesn't. I would treat everybody with respect. My plan to do this show is to do this show at least until the big 7-0. That's when I'd like to do it. Is that a hard date? I don't know. I like doing the show. It's part of who I am. I like talking about what I do. I like talking about people I talk to on the show. I like doing it. What I don't like is not knowing when I'm going to start working. And that's between technical issues and, you know, not starting when we say we're going to start it. It's just, it's really, and I am as guilty as anybody. Rob has done it lately. You've done it more than you have in the past. I've done it more than has. Oscar sort of does it every day. And it's just, I don't know. I don't know what that has more, as I think both of you know, that has more of an impact on me because I feel like it's, I feel so completely, and it might just be me, but I don't know, I feel so totally worthless. I really do. Does anybody ever feel worthless? Maybe I should be sharing this on a friggin' shrink's couch, but between everything, I feel sometimes that we're in here doing this, and it just feels like, why? Because it's not doing what I want it to do. You know, and it's bullshit. That's how I feel. I don't want to feel that way because most days I don't feel like that. I
can't tell you how to get around getting up and getting going for this program. I will say that there's a ton of friction on everybody's end. But frankly, for you, you just went into essentially three iterations of a new studio that precluded you from just walking.
I'm sorry I did it. Well, I don't give a shit. I can do this show from a car, backseat of a car.
Well, that's a collective. You know, there was an effort for a lot of people to get that done.
Well, I don't, you know, discount that at all. I think it was an effort for a collective, and it turned out, you know, the way it turned out. I mean, that doesn't always work great.
Correct. I mean, they're not all going to be winning. I fixed that,
but I mean, I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Because a lot of this hurry up and wait outside of me being late today is making sure that everything's perfect in your new setup for your new studio.
That had nothing to do with today.
It's just, I'm talking about your overall malaise. You're talking about as of late.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
It's just
today. The actual, the place of where I am and doing the show. What's that?
You just talked about the overall feeling for the program as of late.
And I'm not missing my signals, man.
I'm not talking about today.
Not hearing.
I know your signals. I told the guys.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just I'm not. The studio has a month ago resolved itself. I have no issues. I come in here every day.
You just got your AC changed last week.
Yeah, but I mean, what does that have?
You had to rebuild the studio.
No. Not really. I mean, it's just we did it, and it was. But even before that, I resigned myself to the location we were in, and I was able to, clean some things up 2 weeks ago, and so it's better than ever. I'm just trying to understand what the malaise and the relationship to the way I feel.
I mean, look, I can give you my perspective. You can't tell that of that malaise on air. As of late, we've had some great shows, but I can't be in your shoes and pretend to know how you feel. You've got a lot of your own. You've got a lot going on your end. You got a new business that you're starting with your wife. There's a lot of pressure.
Well, it is something that I feel as though what we bring to the table every day is as good as so many other things out there. And there's nobody. I mean, it really, I have to be honest with you. The downloads for this show and the people viewing this show, I don't know what to do to get that out there. And you know, these, I don't know. I mean, maybe I need to rethink the way we do it. Maybe I need to go stand in front of a slot machine and put a video out there, and then I'll get 56,000 people that will look at that. I do you understand that that's another part of the
puzzle? Yeah, but you're
where I look at that all the time, and I say to myself, what is, you know, when people get on, ugly people get on and do these things. Do you understand where I'm coming from with that?
I don't. If you want the notoriety, that is one thing. But if you're looking for sheer dollars, that million download video is not going to bring you a sniff of the dollars and sustainable for 14 years of a business plan.
Okay. I don't know anything.
It's a million. If you got a million.
I don't know anything about that. I look at that and I think, and I'll tell you how I perceive it, and you feel free to correct me because I don't know enough about it. Hi, Rob.
Hi there.
So I see that, and I look at it, and I think it does. See, I said, so I'm not perceiving it, you said, the correct way. I'm not perceiving it as people sitting down and listening to a 90-minute broadcast. I'm perceiving it as that, and you're saying I shouldn't.
There's two ways.
This is why I do this here, because I don't scream and yell like I used to, because I don't want to. This may be working, on pulling me out of, I was in a really great mood when I came into the studio, and then poom, 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 and I don't want to go into the details because it would be embarrassing. I would tell you that when I do see that, it frustrates me because there are people with no appreciable talent doing things that require no skill and no communication ability, and that frustrates me a little bit.
Yeah,
and I guess let's say specifically with not our downloads but our views on YouTube.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you're telling me that's not, don't look at that metric. I mean, or don't consider that metric just like downloads on a show. Is that right?
100%.
And why? I don't understand.
Because it's by the power of your audience. It's the amount of engagement your audience have, which is massive.
That is true.
Right?
I know that. Yeah.
So
reaching out to people all weekend.
Is someone that's watching a slot machine video that has, let's say, 500,000 views, are they buying a Sleep Number bed and putting the code slot machine?
No. No, they're liking and subscribing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
okay.
$1 million.
All right. I don't know these things.
It's easy to equate. And this is for a lot of creators out there. I'm not discounting the Mr. Beast of the world that has over, 10 billion views.
Well, that's a man that has his own line.
That's your outlier. And I'm not discounting people that do the slot machine aficionados. They probably, if they make, X amount of dollars a month off of that, great. But it's not enough to sustain a team of five people annually for 14 years.
Okay.
It's just not.
All right.
And on the other side.
But here's how I perceive it. And maybe I would be clearer and by the way, I am slowly moving on. It was just a very odd start today and for a Monday. And Oscar's right. A lot's been going on. And sometimes I get sidetracked. So I have to vent a little bit. Sometimes when I see what we do and what we put into putting this on every day, and I see what's out there, I shake my head and kind of go, really? Yeah, that's how I feel. And you're telling me, it's sustaining a business model, keeping people, entertained for this long and employed. I just say to myself, this is on the heels of watching a very interesting documentary over the weekend, Anna Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
Who, if you watch the documentary on her, you realize that, talent, at least Anna Nicole had a pretty face and fake boobs. But other than that, no appreciable talent. None. A look. She could give a look, but there was no talent. And at the end of the day, it was like bingo bango. And I think about people that have now, it seems like it is more and more superficial to have people with notoriety. If you're saying notoriety doesn't turn into business, that makes me feel a little better because it makes me feel like we're doing something a little more worthwhile.
I guess the closest.
How you doing, Rob?
The closest.
I'm good.
This is great. Okay. Inside baseball. Good. And for those of the other creators out there, or have kids that want to be creators out there, or I want to start your career as a creator. Every 2 weeks I'll get like two or three inbounds from TikTok celebrities that have 500,000, 1,000,000 followers, real followers, not purchased, like the real deal.
Yeah.
They're
yeah, you've also told me that people buy those things.
Yeah, they do. You can. There are marketplaces out there. Okay. But you know, you certify they're real, you ask them to share their numbers and before you want to do any work. And so it's on 50-50, then they're like, oh, like they it works out because they actually want to do the work it takes to do a podcast. So you go to the next phone call, and then within the next phone call, you ask them why. Like, okay, so you're established. Do you mind if I ask how much you're pulling in X amount of dollars? And you hear the number for the 500,000 TikTok followers, and you're like, you gasp because the number is insignificant.
Ah, see? Isn't that silly? But it is.
I'm sorry, you said you just cut out for 2 seconds.
Are we losing the connection?
No, you're good. You're saying?
Mike O'Mara. A man who needs one more thing to go wrong.
I think it was my headphones. I'm sorry. These things are about to go.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. This is why I do this.
Yeah.
Because it's sometimes, folks, and by the way, I'm not going to give you that crap about, hey, we're just being honest. No, there are times when I am relaxed enough with my listening audience where sometimes I want to keep it real. This is one of those mornings where I just wanted to come in and tell you, just need to, a couple of things happened right before the show took me out of my chair, and thank you for that. Thank you, Oscar, for that.
No problem. So then
can I ask a question?
Hold on. Let me just finish my thought before you muck it up. I love you. So you go from TikTok followers, and then you're like, okay, well, how's your Instagram? And let's say they have from TikTok at 500,000, they have 150,000 Instagram followers. Still, they have a handful of brand deals here and there, but it's not a constant churn of like clients. Mm-hmm. Why do they want to start a podcast and then be on YouTube with that podcast? Because
it's a different entity.
It's also the lasting power of from short format to long format, that you have a probability of selling from what was one endorsement per video on TikTok to possibly up to 5, up to even 15, depending on what you want to do. On a long format podcast. So that let's say
your knowledge of that probably sustains you a little bit, right?
Well, I realized that this is lightning in a bottle. And for the same reasons that when, you know, we had other business partners that spun out and tried to do this on their own, I was not concerned. I think I said to everybody, I said, there's only one Mike O'Mara.
Oh, that's sweet. All right. Well, that feels good. Let me ask you this question.
Yes.
Regarding the idea of podcasting in general and what we have been doing, there's going to be something in the news today that I want to talk about with you guys. The climate is difficult in all forms of media right now.
For advertising? Absolutely.
And that is another thing that has thrown us for a bit of a loop.
Yeah, of course.
We're in the doldrums. We've been through them before. There's no doubt we will go through them again. It happens. It just happens like that. With that said, the fragmentation of people's consumption of media, how difficult is that for everybody? I'm asking you
that's a great question. That is, in my personal opinion, that is going to have the greatest impact on the establishment. Who do I mean by the establishment?
Broadcast television, broadcast
traditional
radio.
Media, linear media, television, radio. I mean, I think if you all haven't been watching the trades with respect to,
we'll have
to
it
our,
today.
To our
it's
colleagues that are still in radio, and this is outside of KCJJ because KCJJ is our main flagship.
But the fact that they are the way they are.
Correct. Yeah.
And we're so proud to be part of that.
Correct.
they are the outlier.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
It's
correct.
It's the Bob can't have that. It's the one we make fun of John Tesh.
But Odyssey, who was formerly Entercom, who was formerly CBS Radio, our employer. I was talking to my mother this weekend. I don't think she understood a word I was saying, but who else can I talk to? And I mean, they're about to be delisted from the exchange. And
that's amazing. CBS Radio gone.
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 Now they'll most likely file for bankruptcy and then restructure their debt and then emerge a different company or, you know, some type of form of the company they were.
Mm-hmm.
But could you imagine it's media.
It doesn't make sense. I'm thinking about these things and I was going to save this for the homepage, but it's appropriate right now. And I think I react to that as well. And it comes from a place of lack of knowledge where you get down about the climate of how we make our money.
The primary way we make our money. Overall economy for everybody, right? Yeah. Everything's more expensive. Yeah. Things are harder to do. It's tough.
Car manufacturers, including, and I'm reading this from the news, took this out of the news. Car manufacturers, including Ford, BMW, Tesla, have removed AM and FM radio from their newest car models. The decision to eliminate access to the audio feature by car companies was influenced by the medium's shrinking consumer base, as well as a quirk with electric engines that disrupts its signal, according to the Washington Post. BMW, Mazda, Polestar, Rivian, Tesla, Volkswagen, and Volvo have already removed the audio feature from their electric vehicles, while Ford has announced that it will extend its phasing out to both future electric and gas-powered vehicles. That, to me, is, you know,
stunning.
It's all you need to know about it. And where
radio for so many years was designed to be listened to in the car.
Here's the question.
They called it drive time, you know?
Here's the question.
Yeah.
Do the digital platforms on these media companies, these radio companies, mm-hmm. have enough juice to sustain it? I say they've never had it, right? They've never figured it out.
I think what I just mentioned prior to this announcement, and look, the stock market or the street, as they say, is always moving. It's looking forward. So this announcement isn't a shock to most operators and most investors.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But it's still for the average consumer.
For the average consumer, and I should just clarify here, the majority of the car manufacturers, at least from that list, are going to do away with AM because of the supposed interference in the, it creates a sound and a noise within mm-hmm. electric motors. Now, I don't know the science behind that, but I was depressed when I heard that as a broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
Because it put me in a serious funk.
Right.
And that was about 2 weeks ago when I heard, I think I might've read on Bloomberg, and I was like, this is why all these major companies are divesting themselves, especially of AM. They're just like selling these. And then I felt like, you know, there was a time in our lives, Mike, where we, with an dalliance, and this was a short-lived conversation. This is years ago, maybe 6-7 years ago, where there was an opportunity to purchase a AM stick in the DC area, which did not seem like it was too expensive, mm-hmm. something that we could have like populated with content. And can you imagine if we would have done the raise for that? Bought that signal,
yep,
and then moved in that direction. And I think what really took us out of it, we're like, we're in the digital age. Why would we ever go back to traditional?
Stunning. Yeah, stunning.
Does it make you sad? Does it make a part of you sad?
I was bummed.
It makes me sad.
You know,
I don't know. I
know you got to change
that. Look, outside of a guy in Iowa named Steve Bridges,
right?
This
we all have apps
this,
now.
This business. You know, demonstrated to me that if you come in and you do your job at a high level, it doesn't matter.
Very true.
You'll get some ruddy white collar, blue shirt, red tie douche that'll slide in who's just a off and I still am bitter about it. Mm-hmm. I'm still bitter about the way the whole thing went down. And, you know, you could have made a case, too, after Don left, that I made an effort to play nicer.
Yep.
With media and with, not media, with advertisers, with the people on the sales side, with management, and absolutely meaningless. Nothing could have prevented me from being phased out. And but when you really think about it, and this is no offense to Oscar's old partner, but it's tough to realize it's one thing to have a format change put you out of work. It's another thing to have the knowledge that a guy wanted your spot for his college buddy to come in and work with another guy at the station. And that really just was like, so after all that, it made me realize there was no, I had the illusion that there was power in the position. And there wasn't, unless you're at a very, very, I mean, and I'm talking about rarefied air. It's rarefied air to get on the radio back in the day. Mm-hmm. It was rarefied air to get a job anywhere.
The run you had as well.
Yeah.
And to have that run. The thing about it is, so when I hear about that, I'm like, well, I listen. I guess the short answer would be I'm not at all sad because I listen to what it is now.
Yeah.
I exclusively in my automobile listen to audio of a television network. That's what I listen to. And when I do occasionally pop on the radio, I hear the syndicated John Tesh, who is thriving. And I'm like, what is wrong with this picture? When I grew up in an era, Dick McDonough, by the way, in Hartford passed over the weekend. Somebody called me with a Baltimore area code, and I don't know who it was. So whoever you were, you texted me, and I responded, thank you for letting me know. I think it might have been Carl, but I don't know whether it was or not. And it to me, it was the end of that era where it would be so great. I think it might still be around if you could listen to the type of content we have on podcasts now with all these guys flopping their gums. I mean, if I'm driving along and I'm listening to this bitch session, I'm more intrigued by that than I would be with a statistics show that or Bob doesn't want you to listen or hear the classic rock song that you've heard 7 million times before. So I just, that is depressing, but sad. No, they brought it on themselves to a large degree.
I'm more thinking of, and maybe this is because this is
God. Remember WJFK guys? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember what when we had Howard doing his stuff in the morning, and then we had when Big O and Dukes were in the midday, and then we were in the afternoons.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they tried to F that up by putting name brands in the middle that didn't even fit with the format.
Right. You're right.
Mike, I'm not. Don't get me wrong. Like, there's a ton. I don't have enough examples of mismanagement. I just don't. I'm saying that as a medium, for the first time in my life, when I read that article, like I felt, oh my God, radio is dying.
Well, the medium that you loved,
yes.
The medium you always wanted to be
correct.
A part of.
Yep.
I feel more anger than you do. And so the sadness is just feeling like an opportunity was just screwed up by the suits you mentioned. But then again, those are the people that screw up everything in media, from movies through television
to everything. Well, it's been the way a long time.
Yeah.
I feel sadness like Oscar.
Yeah.
But I feel the same sadness of seeing someone dying of like a long death, you know, because it was dying when we got out of it.
In fairness to the team here, and I'm sorry to cut you off.
That's fine.
Mike, think about this. Morning shows, afternoon shows, like afternoon drive, morning drive, as Rob said, are built around, and I'm just going to talk about the DC market because I know that the best.
Yep.
I'm not going to pretend to understand what's happening in Iowa or anywhere else. God bless you. In this city, if you have half the amount of people driving in to market 6 out of the top 10 markets in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that the advertisers are savvy enough to say, I'm not paying your 100%, like I'm not paying 100% of the for the audience that's not there. It's at 50% now driving in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So their own profits are down.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's sad. And it is sad. It's sad. The whole situation is sad. The lack of talent on the radio airwaves is sad.
Well, they're not paying for it anymore.
Right. They don't. They stopped paying. Well, that is right around the time we got out, which is, you know, fortunate for us that we didn't linger and get tortured any longer with that. You know, Oscar, I know you're a big 60 Minutes viewer.
Watched it last night.
I get back to the whole thing, too, of, you know, you're like, where's the money going in America now? And then you realize that you know, the older I get, the more entrenched I become in the George Carlin belief that the fix is in, that the grift is in, that it's just not that in order to, you know, so many people, in order to be spectacularly successful, gouge and just take advantage and do everything they can to screw people without any regard for their fellow man. And that's frustrating. And that, I don't know, that does not relate to radio at all, because there's nothing that could
say that's your sense of patriotism. What Mike is alluding to is
the defense contractors that price gouge the United States Defense Department and always have. And the still get away, and nobody does anything in your fantastic Congress about this. And, you know,
to say the fix isn't in on radio. Do you remember when they said, we'd gladly be the 21st station in the market if it's easier to produce? You know, when they went to sports. Yeah. And they said they were anticipating.
The reason that we were bumped out with a format change.
Right.
And that format change allowed them to put those formats on different stations all around the nation. That's
20,
the reason.
20 different stations.
Yeah.
That's the reason they did it.
And it
because
was
they
easy.
Could sell to one advertiser as opposed to be local again. And once again, you get back to local.
Local.
Way back in the dark ages, when I was a little boy, television was and they still have it down here in Fort Myers, and you have it in your market too. Local television ads are some of the most fun, but they had television productions.
Yes.
Local television productions. Now it's just the local news. That's the only place you get it. But yeah, it was easier and more cost effective to do it.
And that's totally like every industry. And totally disrespectful to the listener.
Well,
it's like, here's our plate of shit. I hope you enjoy it.
But guys, think about it. Think about when we started, and let's be honest here, our access to media, let's just go back to the 1990s and early 2000s, was limited. You either had radio, CDs, television, and maybe cable. And, you know, the friction levels of like maybe getting satellite, you had to have a little receiver for your satellite radio in your car, because it wasn't, unless you had a brand new car, it wasn't built into your car.
Right
where we are now in this super highway of information and access at on demand any effing time, it's a different playing field. So it maybe it's unfair to think that like life doesn't go on and the medium doesn't evolve.
That's true.
I agree. I'm delighted that I'm part of this.
The future.
Originally, it was logistical reasons
correct.
For me.
Correct.
But it has evolved into now. I wouldn't, you know, dare entertain.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. And in a way, that gives me peace. So maybe that's where the sadness isn't there.
Well, is Millsy on an AM station?
Or FM? I don't know.
But imagine you're.
I think he is on an AM.
Okay, but if but imagine you're the owner.
We
of
haven't
this,
spoken.
You imagine if you're the owner.
I do like when you mention that.
If you're the owner of an AM station, Steve's going to be Steve Bridges.
I don't have any friends.
Anymore. You've always been ahead of the curve. Like you,
I'm your friend.
You literally know Steve's got a YouTube price. He's got digital. He's got streaming. He's going to be fine. But if you're an AM station owner and you don't have your app, you don't have your car. You don't have someone developing your CarPlay, or you're not on, you know, a different, platform
delivery system. Yeah,
then you've got time to plan that out because you see the future coming.
Well, Steve Bridges with his digital station.
Steve's been ahead of it since
the killer
day one.
Rock and roll station.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. Who wouldn't want to listen to that?
Yeah, but he's got
Rob,
everything.
Rob, during the break, get a plug together. We'll give him a plug for that.
The Blues Zone.
I really want them. What's that?
The Blues Zone. His digital
station.
Yeah, the Blues Zone.
No, no, I thought it was his rock station.
No, his substation is the blues station. They do.
I thought there was like the one with Jim Hunter on it.
Yeah, they do all sorts of music. The Blue Zone is one of the key shows on it.
That's oh,
one
a
of
show. The, okay, yeah. Now I want to promote
the entire station. Okay, I'll station. Find out. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, it's very, very, yeah, it's very interesting time that we live in.
But do you, you don't miss that angst? Right?
I don't miss that angst. And, you know, I really don't. And so, you know, what have we learned here? We have learned that, life is fleeting.
Yes.
And what have we learned?
No, we have learned.
I've learned that I feel better than I did a minute ago. And I knew I would if I just started to talk about it.
Well, I think that.
I didn't want to hold it in today.
Mike, you rarely do. God bless you. This is what makes the show great. What I think it's what's important to
Rob,
highlight.
Was
here.
That Rob? Yes. I think was I in a mood when I came in here today? Maybe a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
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 Maybe I was.
Yeah.
I think the here's what I've learned: take the medication earlier in the morning.
Yeah.
Come in as much as I. Really allotted for time today. Come in a little later.
Mm-hmm.
And just so it won't, so the stuff I'm doing and love with them.
Yes. Yeah. I've learned this is that you still haven't spoken to Mark Miller.
I want to reach out.
4 months ago. Jesus Christ.
That was in March.
And
two months ago.
And Mike. I
mean, that's still a long time.
It is a long time.
If you want.
We go long periods of time. I've been thinking about him lately.
Oh.
Yeah. I've been thinking about him lately.
Like London Beat sang.
I got it.
I've been thinking about you, baby.
What's to stop you from just texting me like, hi, Millsy, and then see
it's
what he...
It's not in my DNA. It's hard for me, but I will. I will. I always feel better when I do things like that.
If I'm not mistaken, the last
and
time...
And I'm pretty sure my partner,
yes.
who you met in
yes.
New Orleans...
Yes, yes.
Super even though they came guy. To New Orleans, I think I'm being frozen out of that whole thing over there, which is okay.
Why? Why would you be? I thought we treated him like gold.
I had a tantrum out on the golf course. What?
You had a different tantrum?
No. I'm just I just
that same one.
Yeah.
Well, he came to the show, so I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought we treated him like gold. He was really sweet.
Carla thinks I'm paranoid. I am paranoid. I'm going through times.
Who says I'm paranoid?
I'm going through difficult times. I want to go to break because I'm tired of talking. And we'll come back and talk some more.
They're out to get you.
I don't know. I bit my tongue over the weekend. We'll talk about that.
That sucks.
A lot more later on the show. I mean, it's really bad. Really.
Yeah. And it swells and you bite it again, you know.
We'll take a break. And we've got the homepage coming up next. Thank you for listening to us. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. This portion of our program is brought to you by... Chime, ladies and gentlemen. There you are, Chime. Thank you. Kickstart your journey towards healthy financial habits with your very, 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 very first paycheck. If you've just landed your first job, set yourself up for success by signing up for Chime and linking a qualifying direct deposit. You'll unlock a range of benefits. Enjoy the convenience of getting paid up to 2 days early and the peace of mind that comes with fee-free overdraft protection up to $200. Plus, with Chime, say goodbye to monthly fees, minimum balance requirements, and deposit obligations. Join Chime today and take control of your financial future. So sign up for a Chime checking account today to link your paycheck. It only takes 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at Chime.com/TMOS. That's Chime.com/TMOS. Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer. Spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. See Chime.com/spot me. Good job, Mike. Thank you. Best spot you've ever read. I agree. Keep up. Oh, I have to play the thing.
Yeah, play the thing.
Yes, please.
I am what I would refer to today. Of course, it's not on my board. Why would it be? I didn't prepare. I am what I would describe today as a bit of a hot mess, but there are a lot of hot messes out there, ladies and gentlemen. And
Mike,
that's why every day we bring you the homepage so that you can enjoy your own hot mess, because hot messes are what we all like to hear about. Hot messes are fun. Hot messes are intriguing. Hot messes are what we as Americans really enjoy hearing about. So each day when I put together the homepage, as it loads on my computer right now, I try to give you something that you will enjoy. Thusly, sit back and enjoy what I like to call the homepage.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, ladies and gentlemen. We start today with Cleveland Browns legend. You don't hear that with the Cleveland Browns.
You don't hear
legend very often.
You don't.
It didn't fit anyone better than the great Jim Brown. In fact, he may have been one of the greatest players in the history of the NFL. Sadly, Jim passed away on Thursday of natural causes. He was 87 years old. It just seems to keep on keeping on, ladies and gentlemen. Jim played 9 years in the NFL from 1957 to 1965, all with the Browns, same team. He won 8 league rushing titles and 3 MVP awards. He never missed a game due to injury. He also had a long, successful acting career in movies like The Dirty Dozen, Ice Station Zebra.
Tough guy.
I went to Ice Station Zebra, one of like the 3 movies I ever went to with my dad. And I just remember it. It was so good. I think Rock Hudson, of all people, was in that movie, too.
I think you're right.
Slaughter and 3 the Hard Way. Those movies were in the 60s and 70s. He had a great run in the 80s and 90s, too, in movies like The Running Man, I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka, Mars Attacks, He Got Game, and Any Given Sunday. His last movie was 2014's Draft Day, starring Kevin Costner. A good movie about the NFL. I love that. But the best thing I like about Jim Brown, is when you hear Jim Brown, his opponents, talking about what it was like playing against him. And they talk about the fact that the speed combined with the strength and the meanness and toughness you just get these amazingly tough guys like Dick Butkus talking about what it was to get hit by Jim Brown. Yeah, the nose guard was driven into my face, stuff like that. Just very, very, very
Mike,
cool.
Mike, I have a piece of tape from NFL Films I'd like to play.
Oh, I'd love to hear that. Facenda? That's awesome.
Well, it's not Facenda. It's one of their montages they put
together.
Okay,
let's listen.
Jim Brown.
He changed the game of football with his play.
Halfback Jimmy, first down, Brown picks up that and then some as he breaks loose on a spine-tingling open field gallop.
Considered by most experts as the greatest fullback ever to play the game, Jimmy's harder to bring down than a wild steer.
He redefined the limits of what a black man could be in America. Through his strength, his power, and his courage. He never stopped looking for ways to make the country better. For those of us who followed in his footsteps.
We have changed many, many lives. And as I stand here right now, our people can carry out the work. They don't need me. And when I leave here, they can still carry out the work and they don't need me.
Rest in power, Jim Brown.
Amen.
We'll keep doing the work in your name.
I mean, as cool a guy, too, as far as an iconic athlete, as cool an athlete as you will ever see. Yeah. And, when you think about our great athletes, there are different levels, of course, with ability and championships and iconic. But as far as pure cool, there was never a cooler athlete than Jim Brown. So
Elvis loved Jim Brown because Elvis was a big Browns fan.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford is 80 years old, and he's done playing Indiana Jones, but he's not as sad about it as you might think. He says, quote, "I'm really happy with age. I love being older. It's great to be young, but crap, I could be dead and I'm still working. Go figure, Mr. President."
Mr. President.
A journalist at the Cannes Film Festival told Ford that she still thinks he's hot and brought up his shirtless scene in the movie. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He replied, quote, "I've been blessed with this body. Thanks for noticing."
God.
Nice.
80 years old. Yeah, baby. A homeless man got into Owen Wilson's house in Santa Monica last Tuesday night, rummaged around for a while, and ended up in a pair of his pajamas.
Wow.
Owen wasn't home at the time, but
man, did they get the one with the feet in them?
He wasn't home. Up. But his assistant came home while the intruder was still there, so he took off. Santa Monica police found him in a neighbor's yard. God.
Yes.
And booked him for felony burglary. He apparently didn't take anything else, just the jammies.
Well, that's nice. Yeah.
Police don't think he even knew whose house it was. Owen had an issue at this house last summer when he parked his Tesla on the street outside and somebody stole the tires and the rim.
Maybe it's time to be, thinking about moving to another neighborhood.
Isn't your nickname the Butterscotch Stallion?
Ooh. I'm the Butterscotch. I carved it out of one piece of wood.
Here are the top four things that you should avoid if you want to be a morning person.
Hi.
Mike is narrowcasting.
Thank you, Oscar, for that. All right. Number four, don't exercise in the evening. Too much physical activity can keep you up, so morning or afternoon workouts are better. Number three, don't take long naps. I can't do that anyway. When I was a morning man, I wish I could have taken naps, but I couldn't. 30 minutes might be okay, but if you nap much longer than that, you're more likely to have trouble sleeping that night. Number two, only drink coffee in the AM.
Ah.
Avoid caffeine for at least 6 hours before bed. I do that one. I don't drink caffeine after it. Well, maybe a Diet Coke, so that's not
that
true.
That barely counts.
Yeah. And number one, put your phone down and turn off the TV. Look, I know everybody tells us to do that, but does anybody do it, for God's sakes? I've got my screen on till the bitter end. Mm-hmm. I close my screen and I go to bed. That's what I do.
I have a shortcut on my phone that I click the mute button on the right hand if you're looking at your phone.
Yeah.
Three times, and then, not that one. But it turns the screen red. And
no kidding.
And what that does is the blue light goes down a little bit, so it's not supposed to affect you as much.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you do it on a computer as well?
I don't know if you can do it on a computer, but you can do
it
on...
Yeah, you can. They have
night
mode.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, it looks like Jell-O salad now.
That's right.
but it's not supposed to stimulate you, and it does work.
Really? Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you still can't nap? You can't nap at all?
I don't nap that well, but when I want to go to sleep, I will turn... What puts me to sleep? Watch repair. I'll put on a watch repair video.
Okay.
And when you see a guy toiling around on a mechanism in a watch, you just go,
Carrie took a nap on Sunday. We held a mirror under her nose.
If you're still not ready to trust your kids to mow your lawn, hey, Danny, would you like to mow my lawn? But you trust artificial intelligence... There's another robot mower on the way that uses AI technology to mow your lawn. It's called Lawnmeister.
Hello,
der ist einen Lawnmeister. And it's kind of like a Roomba for your lawn.
Sure.
If it can navigate obstacles like pets, toys, and even dog poo in the grass, it doesn't chaotically zigzag through your property bouncing off wires. It can mow in straight lines. And it can learn the digital boundaries of your yard so it won't end up in a neighbor's lawn or out in the street. You can block off zones you want to handle yourself, like a kid's play area or near the garden, and teach it mowing schedules. Even better, this thing doesn't play Little League, so you don't have to work around that. Naturally, these things aren't cheap. Not that mowers are known for affordability anyway.
Yeah.
In a recent Kickstarter, they started at $1,000.
That's a lot of bread, I'll tell you what.
There is a current product on sale, and I'm almost positive you can buy it through our portal, right?
Right.
Walmart sells it, any big box store sells it. That's a smaller mower, but it's completely, it's the Roomba mower option for those that have a yard less than half an acre. And it will just mow your lawn. And then go right back to its home, and it's waterproof.
And will it vacuum and mow?
It'll just mow.
Just mow.
Because what do you have, a lot of peanut shells out there?
No, it's like, honey, our carpeting was Berber, and now it's green. It looks like AstroTurf. You didn't take off the mowing feature with that.
And I would program it.
To be clear, it's an outdoor mower, but it performs like a Roomba. It doesn't vacuum.
Are we going to be, considering I live down here in Southwest Florida, the whole state, where the landscaping industry is one of the biggest employers in the world down here, are we going to eventually go out and see, they're programming these things and they're going to be all robots and
probably
that kind of stuff?
Probably in a decade, I looked into this for my mom because I tried to do a cost comparison on what she's paying the guy that comes to our house twice a week or my mom's house.
But didn't you also compare to replace your mom with AI as well?
No.
Oh, okay.
And this was great because it would have been cheaper. It would have been 50% cheaper. And I proposed this to my mom. And she said, no, I like him. Like, I know him. I like him.
I like the idea of people working here.
Yeah.
I like it.
And she said, I don't know the robot. I said, I don't think you'll ever know the robot. It'll just be outside.
Oh, by the way, they raised our homeowners association.
That's great.
Yeah, now once a month, it's $1 million.
Mike, you're going to see a lot of improvements around the neighborhood.
Yeah. We've been looking around. Who needs a pool? Researchers, now a little something.
Yes.
Researchers in Japan say sanitized disposable diapers. I love people that pronounce it like that.
I've heard people
diapers.
Say that. Diapers.
I call them diapers. Disposable diapers can be incorporated into concrete and mortar, which could be used to build homes.
Terrific.
Mortar and concrete for non-structural uses like wall partitions and low-impact floor pavers could tolerate being up to 40% diapers. The idea is that it's killing two birds with one stone, finding a use for non-degradable waste and dealing with a declining supply of building materials. Most used diapers are now just incinerated. So that's what they're trying to do to solve this. By the way, I save all of mine so I can build Carla a she shed.
That's
real. I didn't know you were on disposable diapers, Mike. Yes, I'm wearing them right now. Oh, dollop. Little dollop.
Diaper.
We'll be right back, everybody. Hi. What was your favorite childhood memory caught on film or videotape? Do you have an easy way to watch it or share it with friends and family? Skippy, do you have that? Or do you have a way to post it? Probably not. Lucky for you, we found a solution. Legacy Box. You heard me. Just send in your Legacy Box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, pictures. Their team professionally digitizes everything by hand, and they do it right here in the U.S. You'll get it back on a thumb drive or the cloud.
The what?
The cloud. Along with your originals. It's so simple, it's like magic. Order now at legacybox.com. We've all used it, and it's amazing to bring your past into the present and preserve it for the future, because you can't put a price on memories. For a limited time, get started future-proofing your past and take advantage of an exclusive discount just for our listeners. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and revisit and share special memories from your past. That's legacybox.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Na, 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 na. Graduation party at Rob's house.
Yes.
Sorry I couldn't make the trip up to the big festivities.
Quite understandable.
Your pad. You had the big celebration.
Yeah.
For an Oscar you attended
I did.
It was
well
attended.
Yes. Did your bride come?
Yes.
That's wonderful.
We had probably, I think, I did the count this morning. I think we had 43 people
there. It was jammed.
It was jammed. And one of my favorite things is that it was on and off sprinkling, raining as the party progressed. And a lot of people were on the deck because that's where the coolers were. And I have one of those big 10-foot umbrellas. And when it would rain, there'd be like 20 people all smushed under the umbrella. We're having a good time.
You ever get nervous about getting too many people out on that deck and all of a sudden, oh, no, it's collapsed?
Well, I'll tell you what. If it passed the test on Saturday, we're good. We're good.
You had that many people?
We had a lot of people out there, yeah. But Julia was delightful. Robert was even charming, helping with stuff. But it was quite an undertaking. I didn't get a chance to visit with a lot of people until, you know, it was mostly done. It was I was the grill guy, and I've got a pretty big grill, and it's the first time that I've ever had it cubically full of hamburgers. I mean, rows and rows and rows.
Did you get the frozen product from Costco, or did you have regular ground beef? Did you make the patties yourself?
Carrie and my mom made the patties out of organic beef.
Oh, hello.
And we also did 10 Impossible Burgers.
Ten.
Ten
Tim Impossible. And what are Impossible? You mean like the
vegan,
fake ones?
Vegan burgers.
Wow.
They smell like crap. I mean, after
they're
you have
bad.
Well, after you have a beautiful aroma of roasted meat coming up, and then you put it, and someone says to me, you know,
someone put a shoe on the grill.
Yeah,
right?
So he said, when you bite into it, the beet juice just dribbles down your chin. I said, fantastic.
Blah. Did you get reviews on the flavor of the homemade vegan burgers?
The vegan burgers were received by people that were familiar with them.
Yeah,
so
they
just like
up.
They know what's up. So okay. Three or four people that enjoyed them.
The true vegans would say you would start with the vegan burgers first so you don't have any animal fat or product on the grill.
Well, you see, that would happen if I cared.
Amen. Now you go,
I'm gonna feed the carnivores.
One of you or both of you were talking about a surprise. Guest
yes,
who showed up.
Most unexpected and most popular when he showed up. I got a text from Mrs. Zabios at about, I guess, 12:30 or 1 on Saturday. And she said, would it be okay if Santos came to the party? And I said, 100% yes.
Oh, so you brought the dog.
This is a tough and awkward moment in my life every time we are about to leave to do something social. My wife.
Do you have a crate? First of all,
we don't need a crate. He can just hang out. He's got the lap of luxury. He sits on our cartoon sized sofa.
So he doesn't soil the house.
No, he doesn't mess up the house.
Okay, all right.
But Shannon, because we don't have a baby, that's my fault. I'm sorry. I'm shooting blanks. She says, "Well, do you think this party's dog friendly?" And I said, "I don't think it's dog friendly, and I don't think that people are expecting us to ask if we can bring our dog with us. We're adults." God. And she goes, "Well, what do you want to do?" I said, "I want to leave the dog and not think about him because I love him, but he's going to be okay for 4 hours or 5 hours.
Why did she want to bring the dog?
Because I don't know. It's awkward.
So when I get the text, I'm actually in the car with my mom because we were picking up balloons, which, by the way, I've got a quick thing to say about. I hate balloons at every level, but we're on the way and we get the text and my mom says, "Oh my God, I'll get to meet Santos."
She was happy.
Oh, she was. Yeah, the Speedwacks are great. Brokenhearted if Santos didn't come.
Okay,
so he was great.
Yeah, the Speedwacks are great. We've had conversations with other sets of friends where this awkward text or salvo has been put out.
So you've been to other social activities where she wants to bring the dog?
No, I have been forced to ask.
You've been forced to ask because it's somewhat of a security blanket for her?
Because she thinks he's a person.
Yeah, and you know what?
I had no idea the relationship with the dog. I mean, I know the dog is dog.
I'll put it to you this way.
Okay.
About 3 months ago, we were asked to come to a wonderful party with our friends. And Shannon said, "They have kids." And I said, "Yeah, they have kids." She goes, "Do you think the kids would want to play with Santos? Like they're
so it's always a priority for her."
Yes. I send this text, and then like anybody that's ever sent an awkward text, it's awkward. It's awkward.
Yeah, you're sending it out
because I feel terrible. I feel embarrassed.
I feel so horrible.
This is nuts. And then I was like, "Hey, you know, like on the off chance, maybe the kids like want to play." Like, and I'm selling it to them.
Sure.
Not my party. Not my house. And then I see the bubbles, three dots.
Oh,
my friends to do is, like, they get this, the married couple says, "Can you believe they want to bring their dog?"
Yeah,
and then
I think the same
and they're both going back and be like, "You got to be polite," but they don't have kid. They have like this whole, because I see three dots, blank, stops texting. Three dots, blank,
three
stops
dots
texting.
Again? Oh,
yes.
That's the worst. And then I'm thinking about what to say.
I finally get, "Hey, this is like an adult's party, like that something sweet that says, don't bring your dog."
Yeah.
Right?
And you know you've put them in
a weird spot. Because I'm in a weird
spot.
You've
already ruined
everybody,
your day.
It's a weird day.
Yeah,
now it's a weird day.
You ruined
that
it.
That is too funny.
But Rob
I didn't
was
know
sweet.
She was that close
Rob
to the
was
dog.
Sweet. He was like, "Sure." And she's like, "Rob said yes." I said, "All right."
Well, I mean, we pet sit. Our house is friendly to dogs. And I love Santos. And so I said, "Absolutely bring him."
Is Santos a... and did I pronounce it correct?
Yes.
Santos?
Santos.
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 When did you get here?
Santos.
Santos is
he's good.
Is easy to deal with
super easy.
Around a
yes.
bunch
super
of adults.
Easy.
Oh yeah, yeah. Except okay. when he stole your hamburger.
Yeah, he did steal my hamburger.
But that's
he stole your hamburger. That's not good.
Yeah, but
because that could have been someone else's hamburger.
But I was gonna give him some of the hamburger. It didn't matter. And what was funny is this is the first time I've ever had like a do I beat my kids in front of strangers or I beat them afterwards. Shannon's like, why did you let him eat his burger? I was like, well, if we were alone, I would have ran after him and pulled it out of his gullet.
Right.
But we weren't. We were around strangers, and I didn't want to look like a monster.
Look at him enjoying my burger that I prepared just the way I like. Isn't that adorable? Isn't that cute? And yeah. I would find that if they don't get a regular diet of people food, like Winslow, if he ate a full burger,
yes.
you know.
He was fine.
You'd have to monitor him very, very
yeah, he
closely.
Was fine. He, yeah. This is what he does. When he goes to my mom's, he gets a full steak.
Can I dovetail into something
yeah,
real
sure.
quick
yes,
that
of course.
I wanted to ask people? Frankie's other eye now. You guys were down here and
yeah.
saw the cloudy eye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His other eye is starting to cloud over, too.
The skim milk eyes, yeah.
Is that cataracts, if I'm not mistaken?
I don't know what it is. And he's almost 13 years old.
Yeah. That's old.
So he's getting old. There's nothing they can do about that, right?
Well, really? They could go in there and remove the cataract.
Doesn't it feel like you could probably like use a syringe and draw out all the white?
It's kind of nasty.
It is.
Yeah. I just don't know.
How
I got it. I got it. How
much is deaf, right? He is deaf now?
He's kind of deaf.
I okay. have it. How much does cataract surgery for a dog cost?
Uh-huh.
Guess. Mr. O'Malley.
$1 billion.
No, I'm sorry.
How much?
Okay.
Just tell me.
You asked. Hi, Carla. $2,700 to $4,000.
Okay. So the party.
Yes.
Okay. Back to the party.
Yes.
May I just add one? I don't want to steal your
yeah,
thunder.
Yeah, go ahead. That's fine.
So thank you for letting us bring the dog.
I loved seeing him.
I get to the party. By the way, the Spiewaks, they have an abundance of family and friends. Makes you think twice about what you're doing wrong in life.
Right.
Because welcoming, loving, never felt like I was fish out of water at any time.
You're very special.
And
very
got a nice. Great family.
And
great family.
Strangers coming up to you, be like shaking your hand, saying hello, which is always sweet because you don't feel like you're, again, odd man out, right?
Right.
I arrive. We're there hanging out. Hour and a half goes by. Look at my clock and I'm like, oh, weird. You know who I haven't seen? Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, of all the people that live in Virginia that we work with, that this would be convenient to.
And also, not to pile on, the last thing I said to Pony on Friday was, will we see you at the party? He said, yep. Come on.
Stop
hungry.
There.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Let's take a break.
All right.
That deserves our attention. We've got another segment, correct?
Yes,
correct.
We do.
We can investigate this.
Yes. I have questions.
Is that all right with you, Matthew?
I'm sorry, they were asking me a question about something back here.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Way to go, superstar. We'll be right back. Discover the ultimate solution for your financial planning with Fabric by Gerber Life's quick and easy life insurance policies. In just 10 minutes, you can customize a quote and secure coverage of up to $1 million for less than a dollar a day. Plus, enjoy the peace of mind that comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and the flexibility to cancel anytime. Don't leave your family's future to chance. Take action and get Fabric by Gerber Life and do it today. Fabric was designed by parents for parents to help you get a high-quality, surprisingly affordable term life insurance policy in less than 10 minutos. You can be offered coverage instantly with no health exam required. Protect your family today with Fabric by Gerber Life. Apply today in just 10 minutes at meetfabric.com/TMOS. That's meetfabric.com/TMOS. M-E-E-T, fabric.com/TMOS. Here's the disclaimer.
Go.
Policies issued by Western Southern Life Insurance Company. Not available. Policies issued by Western Southern Life. Policies issued. 3, 2, 1. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Insurance Company. Not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the show. So the party, you know, I let Rob know. I RSVP'd very, very quickly.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, we would have loved to have had you, but it wasn't the kind of event you'd travel half a country for. I really appreciate you, you know, you RSVPing and letting
us
know.
But I owe her a gift, and I want to know what she needs. The, you know, and I'd love you to just give me a...
I asked her, and she mentioned I should give you her Venmo account.
Mm-hmm.
Cash.
Yeah. My fave. Please do.
I will.
Send that to me today.
Yeah, and she actually got enough at the party to buy her loom. She's been tracking a secondhand loom.
Now I'm motivated.
She had to drive up to New Jersey yesterday. And when you think a loom, I'm thinking like something the size of a sewing machine.
Yeah.
Right.
This thing filled up the car. It was
Oscar,
all kinds of pieces.
Please text me the amount that I should be putting into the Julia Fund. Okay. Just text me that in your opinion. And then we'll move on to the pony thing. So if you could just text me a number. Yeah. All right. So Matthew.
We're going to the Bloom Room now.
The Bloom Room.
The Bloom Room. Yeah. This is the Bloom Room, ladies and gentlemen.
Enjoy.
I hope you're enjoying the Bloom Room. Bloom Room.
Oh, the Bloom Room is different.
The Bloom Room. Yeah.
Matt, do we have you, or are you answering a question?
You have me now.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, why don't you set it up?
All right. As I was leaving on Friday, and you know, Matt never responded to the e-vite.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun to watch Matt try to leave on Friday.
Yes,
but that's another story for another time.
Yeah.
And as I was leaving, I said, Matt, see you tomorrow, right? He said, yep. I said, great. Looking forward to seeing you. Come hungry.
There was also an awkward moment where, for some reason, I thought that everybody at Podville had been invited. So I said,
you can turn that music down now because I have to play my music for Pony.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
All right. Is that okay, Pony?
Sure. Go ahead. Love the violin.
Rob Ford was here.
Yes.
And I look at him because we're all in the same room, we're all in the big studio just discussing Monday. I said, Rob, we'll see you tomorrow. Like, you're bringing your bride. And he goes, I wasn't invited. And I said, this is
Julia
awkward.
Julia has never met Rob Ford.
And then, coworkers and such. So yeah. I was like, okay.
Well,
I said, all right, well, Pony, I'll see you tomorrow. We'll hang out. Can't wait to see you. Chan's coming.
Has Julia met Charlie Burney?
Yes, and Charlie Burney could not make it.
Yeah, because he had to go to his own daughter's graduation in Vermont. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I was like, okay, fine. Good to go. That was awkward. Moving on with life.
Maybe I should have brought Rob some macaroni salad today to make it less awkward.
He's threatened by Rob Ford.
Fair enough. But I just, because we all worked together, felt like this was probably went out to everybody, right?
All
just
right, besides you and besides Pony Boy and besides Charlie Burney, who else from Podville was invited?
That's it.
Okay.
And you, of course.
Very exclusive.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
That's a show,
then
right?
That counts.
That's a show.
You're covered. You're in the complete clear on that one. But
thank
Pony?
You.
Yeah.
Social anxiety, primarily?
You know what? I would say a bevy of anxieties. And, you know, you have one of those times where you're just like sitting there and realizing, you know what? I just can't.
Yeah, it's pretty tough to go to a party.
It is. It is.
But it's for him. He's got social anxiety.
And other anxieties. A whole smorgasbord of anxieties. But you know what? You're right. I am a bad friend.
This is what,
and for that, I feel terrible.
And for this, you're not even a bad friend. You're a bad acquaintance.
This is
because a real friend wouldn't do that.
Well,
But you're not agoraphobic.
No. My anxieties have more to do with getting stuck in any kind of situation, be it traffic or like at a place where like I just get stuck and I can't.
My
leave.
Horrific home.
And I love my home. I'm very comfortable in my home.
My horrific home. You're afraid of being stuck in my home.
Oh, your home? No, your home's nice. I like
now,
your
when
home.
You say getting stuck, did you have some place to be that evening or the following day? What was getting stuck? Getting stuck would be
party started.
I would have anxiety.
Yeah.
I would have anxiety about I have to be somewhere, I have to go to another party, or we've got two things, or you know. But as far as just if it was open-ended, then you kind of just relax.
Did you see me showing you like the utility room and hearing a door close behind you?
No. It's hard to describe, but it's more like the idea of just being stuck somewhere, either getting stuck in traffic or stuck in a situation or feeling like trapped.
If you went to the party and you walked in the door and you said, I hate everything about this, you would feel like you couldn't leave, correct? I think you feel trapped because you couldn't just walk in. In an ideal situation, you would walk in, do a once around the kitchen, shake hands with Rob, congratulate Julia, and then get back in your car, right?
Yeah, yeah, I think so. I mean, it's not that I don't like people. It's that it just drains my batteries so quickly. Mm. And the more people there are, the faster it drains me. And okay. And the, just the thought of like a 45 to an hour, car drive both ways, just something
both
about
ways?
That just kills me.
I don't think it would have been 45
minutes. It's like 30 to 45.
It took me...
That an hour just turned to 30 minutes awfully
43
quick.
43 minutes to get to his house from D.C.
Yeah.
You're in Fairfax.
Well, it's still like 30 or 40 minutes.
Maybe 25. And you could have done the 25-minute drive, done the walk around and left, and that would have been
well,
so
you
great.
Know, when I mean, called him, he sounded surprised because I called him from the deck to inquire what happened. Or if he was going to
arrive. I watched this call go down.
I said, hi, Matt. Weird. Surrounded by friends and family. A celebration that happens once in a lifetime.
Yes.
Yes.
Didn't know if we were going to see you today. But when you answered, you sounded confused.
I was surprised. And I also felt terrible. You know, you have that wow. feeling of...
Did you forget that there was a party?
What if you had a service dog or something like that?
That's true.
It's a dog-friendly party.
Clearly.
That's true.
Would you let him bring the glider?
Of course.
You'd let him bring his sugar... 100%. What if Rob said, bring your sugar glider?
That's not...
You don't want those out, you know.
No. And depending on the time.
We had extra wing sauce and everything.
The food was fantastic. Beautiful
yeah, but if somebody,
spread.
You know what it is with those sugar gliders. Anybody leaves any peanut butter out?
Mm-hmm. Any fruit wedges? Go right for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is Pony putting a mango in his pants?
What if just saying to, I guess, to Rob?
Yeah.
Because, look, I'm just joking around. If you want to miss a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for someone that you've worked with for 15 years, a celebration, once-in-a-lifetime celebration,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's up to you. But it's not off-brand for you. What I, as a friend, would maybe suggest is saying, guys, you know who I am. I love you. Congratulations. Please send my regards to the family and congratulations, Julia. I'm going to do my thing tomorrow.
You're not going to get. It's not going to happen because he can't do it. So, you know, I mean, I look.
But I
now
had all
I'm,
that anime on the TV.
Yeah, he said, I've got it set up.
I know.
Did you have plans this weekend at all?
Not really. It was a very quiet weekend. I just wanted to unwind and
aren't
and
most
relax.
Of them?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
And
right,
how different is that than a weekday?
During a weekday, during a weekday, I definitely want to unwind as well.
Sure.
But there isn't
what
much
is,
time
all right, what is a circumstance that would get you out of the house into a crowded
an situation? Anime convention.
Yeah. Yep. That's probably about it.
That's it. Okay.
What if I told you the cake was amazing?
That's pretty good. I do like cake, but you know, I like savory stuff more than
we had savory things. We had baked beans that would kill you. They were so good.
Beans,
meatballs.
Beans meatballs.
Oh, what is
meatballs?
The
right, love meatballs.
When it comes to a social circumstance, and we do have to move on. When it comes to a social circumstance like this, what is the single most difficult thing when you arrive at a party? With what is the hardest thing for you?
For me, it's all because I'm always the guy who by like 8:30 or 9 is exhausted, and I just want to like I hit my limit and I need to go, and I always feel
4 o'clock party.
I know, but like when you get to that point where you've kind of hit your limit, and it's like you're trying to go, and everyone's like, dude, it's only 8 o'clock, it's only 7:30, and I'm like,
you have my word. I would not have
once again.
I know
once again, if you drove your car
yes.
to Rob's daughter's graduation party, and you knew, and Oscar knew, and Rob knew, and Carrie knew that you were going to walk in and you were going to be there for 15 minutes and say thank you and hello, would that change things at all?
I think it's not a rational thing. It's a psychosis. It's a thing
that you just
manufacture in your head.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay. My mom made a buffalo chicken dip.
Oh,
definitely worth
so
the drive.
Good.
Yeah.
My God.
Hey, Pony, we're having some people over to the house to celebrate Julia's, you know. What's the matter, Pony? You've gone ashen gray. I don't understand. What's it? It's going to be a little BBQ. Should be a lot of fun. What's the matter, Pony?
Oh my God, he's lost consciousness.
He doesn't like to celebrate.
I understand.
The key word is psychosis.
That's psychosis. True. That's all right. We love you. You know, you are who you are.
Yeah. And, yes, and
that's
how.
Just the way. And you, I'm glad he makes it to work every day. That's a good thing.
Yeah. You know?
Leaves Indeed. Early, but yeah. That's
but don't stand in his way when he tries to leave.
Psychosis.
Yeah, bye, Dad.
Discover the ultimate destination for looking and feeling your absolute best. Dermglow, with a massive sale featuring 23 incredible items, now is the time to indulge. Dermglow ships worldwide and offers afterpay for your convenience. From e-gift cards to luxurious body and skincare products, virtual skin consultations, and indulgent pampering facials, Dermglow has something for everyone. It's never too early to plan for Father's Day, so show your dad some love with discounted prices on Mike's Big Package or Mike's Little Package. Mike has the nicest packages.
Very nice package.
Don't miss out on these amazing deals. Visit DermGlowSkin.com today and shop for incredible offers that will brighten anyone's day, including yours. DermGlow, your path to radiant beauty. Visit DermGlowSkin.com today and tell them Oscar sent you. And by the way, DermGlow is a company that is owned and operated by Mrs. Michael O'Mara.
Yes!
Otherwise known as Carla O'Mara, people.
Woo!
And we thank you. Now I'm lost again.
What's
happening? I'm just having a really difficult time.
You want me to do it?
With that? No, I've got it. I found it.
Hello. Okay. Oh, there she is. Graduate.
The flip side.
We didn't get to it today, and I didn't watch it live, but one of the most incredible holes in one I've ever seen.
This guy, CBS, kudos to you. Michael Block was the club professional who played in the PGA Championship.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Block is a great golfer, but he is not a pro golfer. He's a pro, but he's not a tour player.
Exactly.
And tour playing is a different level, and even the PGA professionals will tell you that. But Pro Golf Association members do get to try to qualify, and he qualified for the tournament. The thing is, he qualified, and then he played great. And he played so great that he was in one of the last groups on Sunday, and he got to play side-by-side Rory McIlroy. He described it as a dream come true. He did not keep up with the field as far as his play because it was extremely difficult. But this guy was so humble, and he was so appreciative of the opportunity and the thrill of the crowds responding to him because he's an everyman kind of guy. And he was out of contention.
Right.
And he was out of contention, and then something special happened at the PGA Championship on the last day when this PGA club pro, they call them club pros because they work at country clubs, was playing with Rory McIlroy. Listen to this clip.
If we can dial this trajectory right.
He looks very good. Has he got the distance right?
Oh! Are you kidding me? A slam dunk!
Hole in one.
Yeah.
I appreciate you making me cry. I'm living a dream. I'm making sure that I enjoy this moment. I've learned that after my 46 years of life. It's not going to get better than this. There's no way. No chance in hell. And cheers to the 29,000 PGA Tour professionals, PGA professionals in the world. This is for you guys. Thank you.
If you get a chance to see the clip today, the ball, it's like it's like playing beer pong.
Yeah. Doesn't even hit the side.
It just goes boom, into right the in. And also
what
I
got
already,
him, by the way.
Yeah,
I should point out what got him was they showed a video as they're doing an interview with him after the round. They're showing an interview with him, and they pan to the home club where it is to the rafters, jammed with people cheering him on out in California. And then Amanda, the booth interviewer for CBS, says to him, by the way, you should know that that was posted by your son. And I know you're saying this is the best day of your life. He has also told me this is the best day of his life. And he lost it. And it was special. And it was great because whether you like him or you don't like him, Brooks Koepka is a robot, phenomenal golfer, but he doesn't give you anything.
No,
he doesn't give you a
personality, right?
As far as emotion, he was pretty happy after yesterday, and he did say a nice thing to Michael Block. He said, "I hear you're buying drinks," when he was walking off, because Michael Block went down and congratulated him. So even Brooks was lighter, but it didn't matter. Brooks is a great golfer,
right?
And to watch him play at that level, but he doesn't give you that emotional thing that you like to see in these tournaments. And there was this made to order, and CBS and our good friend Jim Nantz,
the best,
out of the park. Following that storyline, it was just phenomenal.
And also, I read, and you can probably verify this, because he finished so well.
He finished in the top 15, which gets him into the PGA Championship next year.
Right.
And then another thing happened to the guy. They gave him an exemption for the tournament next week. The PGA Tour tournament. And he's going to play in that as well. So,
and on the way to his car, he found a quarter.
It was great.
Amazing.
And he's so humble about it. That was what was great. He was so humble about it.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Awkward is awkward. We had some awkward on the show today just with Pony. But what if you are an Australian OnlyFans model? Okay. Lovely young lady. And you're looking at some of the people that are subscribing to your OnlyFans.
When I first started my website, I had this customer who was my number one customer, bought every single thing that I sent him, and he also had a very specific username on the website. And I had someone view my TikTok page with the exact same username, and underneath that it said, "From your contacts." I narrowed it down to 6 people, and one of them was my stepdad. I went with my gut feeling and I messaged the website account and I said, "I know who this is." And within 2 minutes, got a text from my stepdad saying, "Hey, Tay, can we talk?"
It was her stepdad, and her mother has filed for divorce.
Oh, men and their wieners.
Exactly.
My God.
Did she lose the subscription?
I don't know.
That is so amazing. Okay. Wow.
And before
before
I play the last tape, Mike, the information you were looking for, 99 plus KFMH.
99 plus KFMH. That's Steve Bridges' online radio station.
And it recreates the classic sound of a wonderful Iowa radio station, KFMH. Mm-hmm. You can access it by going to 1630kcjj.com.
Cool.
Very good.
All right. Thank you. This is a first grader. It's funny that now it's the end of school and we're starting to see videos of graduations and stuff.
Yep.
This is a first grader coming off of a bus. He has 2 pints of milk in his hand that at the end of this video, he's going to crash on his head. But I want you to hear his last day of school rant. And then
that's a first grader?
That's a first grader. And then he
that
crashes
is Michael
the milk.
William O'Mara. Yes, sir.
All over his head. Can I get a kid. Hell yeah?
My kid, I'll tell you, my kid is ready to get out. That is for sure. He is ready to get out.
My favorite
out,
part
out.
Of that rant is you can hear the air brake on the bus.
Oh, yeah.
He's not even on the pavement yet. <you're>
Tis the season,
it
ladies
is,
and gentlemen.
It truly is.
Well, we got to get out of here. Thanks for indulging me, boys. Thanks for the psychotherapy today. I appreciate it. Pony, maybe we could get a deal on our own therapist.
I think we should do that. We'll get a group on.
I think that'll be fantastic. For Rob Spiewagon, Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying, so long, everybody.
Can I get a hell yeah?
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm beginning to see why your wife left you.
Oh, Mario get you next time.
Back in a moment, my dear. We have to expel some urine.